Hi everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Winnie.
And it's Autumn Festival. Actually, it's the day
One day
after.
after.
That's
So
right.
happy one day after Mid-Autumn
Exactly.
Festival.
Did you do anything fun, like have a
And
barbecue?
the pomelo helmet,
Did you eat your
yes.
mooncakes?
Yeah, of
Yeah. Okay. I
course.
think we all had a really wonderful Mid-Autumn Festival. And I'm pretty sure we also ate the pomelo as well. And we learned that there's actually some useful ways to use them. Usually we make fun of them. We just wear it on our heads, like hel as helmets and look silly. But we talked about other ways to
Now
use
we
the pomelo
know.
skin.
There's a mosquito spray, the bug
Yes.
spray, that's super useful. And we also talked about making into
The kitchen cleaner, right?
yes.
Okay, the kitchen cleaner. And then there's another one, the
The
bathtub.
bathtub, you put the skin in the
Oh,
bathtub.
sounds so nice. I think I'm
Yeah.
gonna do that tonight because I still have some pomelos left at home. I think I'm gonna take a bath and I'm gonna do that. But actually, today we're gonna learn even more ways to use
Wow.
pomelo skin.
Yeah,
So
we eat so many
this fruit is
pomelos.
amazing. And since we eat so many pomelos, we need to think of even more ways to not waste it. So we're gonna take a look at a conversation today between Henry and Pamela. So let's take a look.
What to do with pomelo skin?
Pamela and Henry are in the kitchen.
Let's make pomelo tea.
I'll wash the pomelo with salt. Then I'll peel it.
Can you cut the skin into very small pieces? I'll cut the fruit.
Let's put the skin in salt water for an hour.
After an hour,
I'll cook them in water for 10 minutes.
Now, we put the skins, fruit, sugar, and a bowl of water into another pot. It needs to cook for an hour.
After it cools down, we can put in some honey. Then, we put it in a jar.
Later.
To make the tea, we put 1 spoon of the cooked pomelo and honey in hot water.
Let's drink some now.
Word power.
Wash, wash. Yesterday, I washed the floor and cleaned the windows. Yesterday, I washed the floor and cleaned the windows. Then. Just keep going. Walk past the school. Then you'll see the hospital on the right. Just keep going. Walk past the school. Then you'll see the hospital on the right. Pot, pot. Can you give me a pot? I want to cook some noodles. Can you give me a pot? I want to cook some noodles. Spoon, spoon. The boy can't use chopsticks yet. He'll need a spoon to eat. The boy can't use chopsticks yet. He'll need a spoon to eat. Okay, so we're gonna look at a conversation for today. And of course, in the beginning, we see kind of like a scenario, what's going on. And we see that Pamela and Henry are in the kitchen.
Looks like they're gonna cook something.
Yeah, or clean.
Oh, no.
No, I don't think they're gonna clean.
今天的场景是 Pamela 跟 Henry 他们在厨房。What are they trying to make?
Okay, well, Pamela says, let's make pomelo tea or pomelo tea.
That's another one of my favorite drinks. Pamela tea, 就是柚子茶. Is it hard to make?
I don't think so. It should be really, really easy. Let's
I hope
learn
so.
From them. Okay, Henry says, I'll wash the pomelo with salt, then I'll peel it. Oh, interesting. So,
Of course.
Yeah, I think you have to, because you're going to put the skin in the tea, perhaps. So it's better that you wash it. And he's going to wash it with salt. Okay, and then there's a second step that they need to do. But before we can take a look at the second step, we should look at our word, power word, wash. Let's first learn about what it means. Wash is spelled W-A-S-H, wash. Wash here is a verb, and it means to clean something with water and soap. So after dinner, your mom may ask you to wash the dishes because the dishes will be dirty with food. And when you wash the dishes, you're cleaning the dishes off from all the oil, from all the food. So the next time you have clean dishes to use. You can also wash your hands. Of course, you wash your hands after you use the bathroom or after you touch something dirty. You can also wash the clothes or wash the car. And it just means to make something clean. Let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, yesterday I washed the floor and cleaned the windows. Yesterday I washed the floor and cleaned the windows.
Wash 这个动词就是清洗，那这个一般三态呢就是规则后面加上 ed， 那任何用到用水洗的东西呢都可以用 wash 这个字。比方呢刚刚有讲到这个 washed pomelo， 这个洗我们要吃的这个柚子，或者是刚刚讲到洗手啊、洗碗盘啊、洗车等等呢，或是洗衣服，我们都可以用这个字。我们也看到例句呢是洗刷了这个地板呢，也这个洗了窗户，也可以用 wash。 所以呢我们就看到要文章回到是说要用盐巴洗这个柚子。 Of course, you don't want any dirt or dust on the skin because you're gonna drink this tea. 你不会想要喝到一些有的没的，所以最好还是用水洗一下。 And then he'll peel it.
That's right. It says then he'll peel it. And here we see another word, power word, then. It's spelled T-H-E-N, then.Then here is an adverb, and we use then to talk about what will happen next or what happened. For example, I can say I wrote my homework and then I went to take a shower. So that means I did my homework first and after that I went to take a shower. I can also say he went to the supermarket, then he went to the doctor. So that means he first went to the supermarket, after the supermarket he went to the doctor. Let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, just keep going.Walk past the school, then you'll see the hospital on the right. Just keep going. Walk past the school, then you'll see the hospital on the right.
Then 这个副词呢，就是表示然后、接着，就是要说，先做什么什么，然后接着做什么什么，就可以用 then 这个副词。你也可以像文章一样，把 then 当在句首加一个逗点，或者是 Tiffany 老师刚刚也有说，这个先做功课 and then 洗澡，所以我们可以用 and then 再连接下一个句子。那我们也可以看到例句是一直走，然后呢，你就会在这个右手边看到医院。
All right, so when we're making this tea, we have to first wash the skin with salt. And they say then peel it. Good. When you peel something, this verb means to remove the skin from a fruit or vegetable. So like fruits like oranges, kiwis, and mangoes, you need to peel the skin in order to eat the fruit inside.
Yeah, peel 这个动词呢就是剥皮，因为这个水果我们会只吃中间的果肉， so you have to peel the skin off. 因为皮其实蛮厚，吃起来也不太好吃。
Yeah.
So do peel it. So what do you do after peeling the pomelos?
Okay, well Pamela says, can you cut the skin into very small pieces? I'll cut the fruit. So you need both the skin and the fruit for this tea. Okay.
所以呢接着呢他说可以把这个皮切的小块小块的吗，所以我们用 cut things into small pieces， 我们用 into 这个介系词表示切成小块小块的。 And meanwhile Pamela will cut the fruit， 像一样我们昨天有讲到 fruit 呢除了表示水果以外呢也可以表示中间的果肉，所以呢同个时间 Pamela 会切里面的柚子果肉。
Next, Henry says, let's put the skins in salt water for an hour.
Okay, so 还有一步。
Yeah, they still need to do something to the skin before they make the tea.
接着呢，我们把这个果皮放到盐水里浸泡一小时。I think this might help take out the bitterness.
Maybe.
其实那个皮我们刚刚说吃起来不好吃，吃起来其实会苦苦的。所以呢这个用盐水浸泡可能会这个淡化这个苦味。那我们先到今天的 Magic Box 来看看我们今天要讲这个 for in 怎么的一段时间的用法。
Magic Box. 找亮点。
Oh my God, can you please let me sleep for 10 more minutes? 拜托再让我睡个十分钟就好了啦 10 more minutes, please.
No, please get up in 3 seconds. 3, 2,
okay. Oh my God, 你们不要倒数嘛，你们这些学生也太认真太严格了吧。好啦好啦，那我只好打起精神了。好的，那刚刚呢你们都听到了我拜托你们什么吗？ Can you please let me sleep for 10 more minutes? 可以让我睡高高一下吗？多久呢？多个十分钟就好啦。诶，今天呢就是来介绍一下剧中用到的介系词加上一段时间的用法哦。要像我说啊 for 10 more minutes, 诶，当我今天使用的这介系词for 加上一段时间呢，其实啊指的就是呢某一个动作呢持续了一段的时间。 Sleep for 10 more minutes 就是说哎，让我持续再睡个多个十分钟这样的意思啦。那再举个例子好了，像是 Let's take a break for 30 seconds 哎，我们休息个30秒好不好。哎，在这里啊 for 30 seconds 指的呢就是休息这个动作啊持续了30秒啦。好，我们来休息一下啊，30，29，没有啦，开玩笑的，怎么可能现在就休息呢？诶，我如果现在突然休息也是蛮傻眼的吧。诶，可是我真的是蛮想偷懒的。诶，不行，你醒来醒来。好啦，不过呢像刚刚那个很严格很认真的学生哦，立马制止我要马上起床。诶，还记得他刚刚说什么吗？ Please get up in 3 seconds, 三秒内给我起床。哎呦喂啊，真的是逼死人呢。诶，有没有发现啊他换了一个介系词变成 in 吗？诶，你说这个跟 for 有什么不一样啊？诶，问得好啊。其实啊如果你用介系词 in 加上一段时间，这样子啊指的则是在某个时间内完成动作啦。啊，所以啊他说 get up in 3 seconds 就是说在三秒的时间内做完起床这个动作啦。诶，说到这个啊，诶，我才跟蛋黄哥约的，诶，但是我真的是快被气死了，你知道吗？他真的有够爱迟到的，懒成那样，我就知道他一定会拖拖拉拉。我刚刚就打给他说 Show up in 5 minutes or I'll leave, 给我5分钟内出现了，不然我真的要走了啊！想当然了，他动作慢死了，怎么可能在5分钟内赶到啊？而且他还跟我讨价还价，你知道吗？他就说啊 OK, I'll be there in 15 minutes,Please wait for me. 他说哦好啦，我15分钟内会到好吗，拜托等我。诶，蛋黄姐，我的时间可是很宝贵呢。诶，你不出现的话我要去睡我的美容觉呢，还给我说多个10分钟。同学你们说会不会太夸张？你们觉得我该等他吗，这种不守时的人。好好 OK 息怒息怒， I'll just wait for 15 minutes。没错，换成 for 15 minutes, 大家都知道是什么意思了吧？是的，代表呢 OK, 我会等待持续15分钟的时间哦。好啦，我就再等个15分钟哦，你再不给我出现我真的是要闪人哦，真的是哦，气死我了。
Okay, so we've waited for a very long time for this next step.
An hour, right?
Yes, so it says after an hour, Pamela says, I'll cook them in water for 10 minutes. Okay. So still, you need to do more things. So first, we have to put the skin in salt water for an hour. Maybe it's to help take out the bitterness, like you said. And then we need to cook them in the water.
马上时间来到1小时之后啦，所以我们泡了1个小时的这个果皮。Pamela 呢就接着说要把这个果这个放到柚子大概煮10分钟。这个 them 呢指的就是前面提到这个泡了很久盐水的果皮啦。
Henry then says, Now we put the skins, fruit, sugar, and a bowl of water into another pot. Okay, so now we have to put these things into another pot. And I think this pot is just for our tea. So, how do we count non-count nouns? We usually add something in the front, such as a bowl of, or a plate of, a slice of, a cup of.A glass of, or 2 bowls of, we put something in the front to count it. And that means that the non-count noun at the end doesn't change. So if I say, if I have soup and I have one of it, I, or have two of it, I can say 2 bowls of soup. We don't say two soups. That's wrong. So we say two bowls of soup. We add something in the front, which is called a... We count it. We count the thing in the front and then plus our non-count noun.
这里呢，我们看到各式的量词。我们都知道这个不可数名词我们没办法数。可是呢，如果我们就是要去计量呢，像这里我们看到 a bowl of water 就是一碗水。我们知道水不可以数，可是我们真的就是要加水进去，我们不知道加多少啊，所以我们就可以加一个量词。或者我们也可以看到 a glass of water 等等，都是量词的一种。So we put all of them into another pot.What's that?
Okay, well, pot is our word, power word, it's called P-O-T, pot. A pot is a noun, and it is a deep, round container we use for cooking, and it's usually something we use to cook things like soup, because you need to put a lot of liquid, or you need to put a lot of things inside. So a pot is usually quite big. You can also cook hot pots inside it, so that's where hot pot comes from as well. So we use pots for when we want to cook soup, or when we want to cook stews, or when we want to make hot pot. Now let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, can you give me a pot? I want to cook some noodles. Can you give me a pot? I want to cook some noodles.
Pot 这个名词呢就是锅子，通常就是要煮汤汤水水的、啊、通常要需要比较深的锅子，我们英文就是用 pot。 那其他你可能是要煎啊，或者是用这种平底锅呢，我们是用 pan, P-A-N, 就是浅锅。那刚刚我们有讲到，比如说像火锅，我们的那个 hot pot 就是从这个字来的，所以我们这里也可以用 pot 当做一个量词，像是 a pot of something, 就是一样跟刚刚 用法一样，就是一锅的什么什么。比方说 a pot of soup 就是一锅的汤。那我们看到例句呢，就是指我需要一个锅子，因为我想要煮点面。So what do we do after we put everything in a pot?
Okay, we still need some time before we can enjoy our tea. It says, it needs to cook for an hour. So all of these ingredients, or all these things we need to cook it again for another hour.
还要再给它煮一个小时。It takes quite a long time to make pomelo tea.
But you know what? Don't worry. I think a lot of this patience is really good because after we cook it, imagine how delicious it's going to taste. All the pomelo flavors. Okay, and then Pamela says, after it cools down, we can put in some honey. Right, because pomelos can be a little bit sour and a little bit bitter as well, right? So if you add a little bit of honey in there, you can add a little bit of honey to make it a little bit sweeter. Now, before you can enjoy it, you need to let it cool down. When you let something cool down, it means you bring the temperature lower or you bring the temperature cooler.
就是等到放凉了，把这个柚子水、等到它凉了以后呢，我们再放一点蜂蜜。Then we are ready, right?
I think so. It says, then we put it in a jar. Okay, so there we go. Here we put it in a jar. So a jar is like a container we use, and it's mostly made out of glass. It has a wide opening on top and a lid, and it helps you keep...food for a long time. So sometimes you put a lot of pickled food inside of a jar or jelly.
Yes.
Like jam, actually jam. We put jam inside of a jar. And this just keeps the food a little bit more fresh. It stays fresh for a longer time.
对，我们又再看到一个容器，就是 a jar, 通常是玻璃制成的罐子。最常见的，像我们刚刚有讲到是那个果酱，我们通常就是叫那种罐子叫 a jar。所以最后呢，我们把这些煮好，花了很久很久时间煮好的成品放到这个玻璃罐里。But this is not pomelo tea.
Yeah, it doesn't really sound like the pomelo tea I know. Later, let's see, it says later, Henry says, to make the tea, okay, we haven't made the tea yet.
Okay, another step, okay.
We put one spoon of the cooked pomelo in honey and hot water. Oh, I get it now. What they did was we kind of made the jam first. And all we do now, in the future, it's going to be so easy. All you have to do is scoop the pomelo out of the jar and then put it in water, and then you have your tea.
So we put one spoon.
That's right. Okay. Spoon here is our word, pair word. It's spelled S-P-O-O-N, spoon. Now, a spoon is a thing we use to eat things like soup or rice with. It has a handle and a round, small kind of dent or bend that you can eat food with. So, yes, you need a spoon if you're having soup, if you're eating cereal, even rice. So, in the article, they said that we can take a scoop or we can take a spoon of the pomelo and then put it in hot water. So, that means it's about the size of however big your spoon is. Let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, the boy can't use chopsticks yet. He'll need a spoon to eat. The boy can't use chopsticks yet. He'll need a spoon to eat.
Spoon 就是汤匙，那我们台湾人可能吃饭，在这个例句我们也有看到，可能习惯用 chopsticks， 就是筷子。那这个小男孩可能当然一开始还不会用筷子，所以应该要用汤匙，就是用 a spoon。或者有些也会习惯给小孩用这个叉子，是 a fork， 是 F-O-R-K。那课文里提到，我们就用一个汤匙一匙的量，所以我们这里又把 spoon 当成量词，是 a spoon of something， 就是一匙的某某物品。像比方我们说 a spoon of sugar, a spoon of oil 等等的。
All right, next Pamela says, let's drink some now. Finally!
Yay, I can't wait!
Finally, we have our pomelo tea. So before you actually can relax and have the pomelo tea, you have to make kind of like the jam. And afterwards, it's so easy. All you have to do is take it out of the jar and put some hot water, a little bit of honey if you like, and there you can enjoy your pomelo tea.
I can't wait to try some.
Me too. After so many hours
making it,
I think we deserve to
have
some
tea. But
like
you said, it's going to be easy. Later.
That's right.
I can deal with that.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to have some tea and we'll be right back with our review time.
Yay!
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
Alright, so today for our review time, we're going to guess the words. I'm going to give you guys the definition, the meaning.
And I can guess.
And you have to guess the word.
Okay.
And you guys have to try to beat Winnie too, okay?
I'm ready.
So are you guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is something you use to cook soup in. It's large, it's deep. You can also have a hot something.
Hot pot.
That's right. I gave you the keyword, hot
yes.
pot. So pot is that thing you use to cook soup in. Okay, this word means something happens, and after that, we use this adverb.
Then.
But careful with the spelling here. It's T-H-E-N, then. Okay, this word means to make something dirty clean.Make something dirty, clean something.
You wash them.
That's right. She doesn't like to wash things, so she doesn't like this word. The last one, this is something you use to drink soup with. It has a handle. This is for your tea.
A spoon.
That's right. All right, so did you guys get all the answers correct?
You can't beat me. I'm too fast.
I think so. I hope you guys did. These were pretty easy words, and we hope you guys enjoyed the article. We hope you had a great moon festival.
Yay.
And we'll see you guys soon. Bye.
What to do with pomelo skin?
Pamela and Henry are in the kitchen.
Let's make pomelo tea.
I'll wash the pomelo with salt. Then I'll peel it.
Can you cut the skin into very small pieces? I'll cut the fruit.
Let's put the skins in salt water for an hour.
After an hour,
I'll cook them in water for 10 minutes.
Now we put the skins, fruit, sugar, and a bowl of water into another pot. It needs to cook for an hour.
After it cools down, we can put in some honey. Then we put it in a jar.
Later.
To make the tea, we put one spoon of the cooked pomelo and honey in hot water.
Let's drink some now.
Wash. Wash. Yesterday, I washed the floor and cleaned the windows.Yesterday, I washed the floor and cleaned the windows. Then.
Then. Just keep going. Walk past the school. Then you'll see the hospital on the right. Just keep going. Walk past the school. Then you'll see the hospital on the right. Pot. Pot. Can you give me a pot? I want to cook some noodles. Can you give me a pot? I want to cook some noodles. Spoon. Spoon. The boy can't use chopsticks yet. He'll need a spoon to eat. The boy can't use chopsticks yet. He'll need a spoon to eat.